Okay, then let's go ahead and open this meeting at 6:05. Again, my apologies. I'm having all sorts of computer issues on all my computers. It's a conspiracy. We're calling the meeting to order at 6:05. We can start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Valerie, did we? I don't think we had any public comments.
No, I received none. Thank you.
Okay, great. And order of business, everyone had an opportunity, hopefully, to review the previous minutes. Are there any changes or additions to the minutes for the December meeting? Any changes or additions? Any changes or additions? Okay, hearing none.
I move we accept them as presented.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, so moved. Mr. Pappas, are you on? I can't see who's here.
Good afternoon, everybody. Kalispera. Kronia. Happy New Year. Excited to, usher in the new year here with everybody and all the exciting developments here at Odyssey Charter. I'm going to share my screen, talk about some of the stuff, and then we'll turn it over to some of our individuals to cover their particular sections that like we usually do. So first order of business is our goal number one, which is walkthroughs, planning, and scheduling for the future. Walkthroughs for all schools will begin again in February. We are also convening a new committee that's here to support our SBAC preparation initiative. They'll be doing walkthroughs in grades 3 to 8 and begin supporting teachers after February 16th when analysis of interim data is scored and reviewed. Odyssey will be leading the way in the state in test prep by having all of our students in grades 3 to 8 take the comprehensive Smarter Balance practice test in the next 2 weeks. We will be using the data to help focus our lessons and support until the official tests in May, helping to improve the readiness of our students. The state is moving towards requiring this exam as well. As a first step, they have asked that all the third graders take the practice exam. Odyssey feels all students who take the test in the spring should take the practice test in order to help set them up for future success. So it's a big lift for the organization. This test is long, it needs hand scoring. It's gonna need a lot of lifting from our teachers and from our staff, but it's definitely gonna help to make sure that our students are well prepared for the springtime testing window. In terms of goal number two, which is future projects, SCG is providing auxiliary field options, including equipment and bleachers for us. The goal here is to have the committee make recommendations to the board by the end of this month, at which point we'd be able to determine, what exact pathway we want to go forward with the construction of the fields. Building 27, we're requesting the recommendation from the architect RFP committee to be approved tonight by the board. So hopefully that will move forward as well. Our planning for staffing year 24-25 has already begun. We have our first meeting set up for January 19th. And the second annual on-site career fair for us will take place during our preview night. Our preview night is a big night where we invite all families to come and take a look at Odyssey Charter after the lottery is done, after we do the lottery. This was a very successful event for us last year. We had upwards of 2,000 people here. So we will be doing that again. We were also able to use it as a recruiting event for hiring new teachers and staff as well. So we look forward to that. Coming up again, February 29th is preview night. More information is coming soon. Our first ever, this is a very exciting development for us, our first ever Olimazi Together We Stand Festival is scheduled for February 5th from 10 to 1 p.m. This event is going to celebrate and commemorate Black History Month and also International Greek Language Day. A schedule is currently being created for the event and we'll share it very soon. We have also invited press, representatives of our of council and state government, and dignitaries to attend. The YAS Prize, which we were a stop prize recipient for $500,000, as everybody knows, will be visiting Odyssey Charter that day as well, during our Culture Day kickoff. So we look forward to welcoming them and having them get to feel a little bit of our Philotimon and Philoxenia that we have over here at Odyssey Charter. The first OCS parent camp of the school year will take place tomorrow, the 18th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in the intermediate school building. This is a parent engagement event that's open to all families in all grade levels. As I mentioned before, the preview night will take place on Thursday, February 29th from 4:30 to 6:30. If you haven't already, check out the Save the Date information located in the parent communication. And now I'll move to business. I'll move to building updates at the very end of this. I just want to carry on with some of the other things that I have for announcements for today. From the perspective of the CIA, which is our curriculum instruction and assessment team, the SEL curriculum has been in place and it's rolling out of our new program in K-5 called Character Strong. The program has successfully been rolled out by homeroom teachers during their SEL block. We're already in month five. Week one of the Perseverance Unit is what they're working on right now. The middle school is currently looking at adopting the 6-8 program offered by Charter Character Strong as well. The YAS Grant, OCS, as you know, was named as a finalist and a recipient of the STOP Award, $500,000. We look forward to their visit on February 5th to showcase our academics and our programming. We will talk about that a little bit more later on. Instruction-wise, the CIA team is actively completing the walkthroughs and coaching cycles. During the month of February, we'll be visiting classes during our win time and advisory times to see our successes and areas for improvement. The senior leadership team just completed monthly building level walkthroughs in all the buildings. As a team, we looked at the successes and the needs from each building for operations and instruction. The Delaware Department of Education will be conducting visits with our administrators during the month of February to assist the new teacher DTGSS system that's being implemented. We look forward to their partnership. In addition to that, in terms of our assessment calendar, our benchmarks are underway. The winter through year DESA for grades, social studies, grade 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. The winter screening for iReady for grades K-8, which are happening currently for reading and math. The ICAs are being administered, as I mentioned above. And the NAEP assessment in March for the select group of students in 4th and 8th grade, in addition to DIBELS testing for K-3, and SAT and PSAT testing in March. So obviously we are getting ready for the large testing windows that definitely make up a large portion of our spring calendar for this year and for every year, quite frankly. Professional development, we're planning ahead for the CharterCon, which is on February 16th. We'll be joining other charter schools across the state of Delaware to participate in a day of professional development themed around equity, diversity, resiliency, and community. So we're excited about that partnership as well. I'm going to let Jeff do the finances in a few moments. From a transportation perspective, we have been able to have some drivers come back, one from medical leave. We also brought in two new drivers who started today, and we have another driver who should be starting in the coming weeks. So obviously with our growing program and its needs, we need to make sure that we have a good pool of drivers. We're also looking to the purchase of 2-3 more buses for the 24-25 school year to support all the programming 6-12 and the expanded program that we have as a result of it. From our student services lens, English language or multiple language learners, we've completed the screenings currently K-12. We have approximately 350 students who are going to be receiving multiple language learner services. The coordinator is working with a new teacher and our paraprofessional to support the needs of these students. We have monthly problem-solving team meetings that have been completed for the school and continue to be held monthly. We also have been able to review students' needs as a problem-solving team and implement plans for support for them. During the win time, as we mentioned before, what I need time, currently we are in the second 6-week cycle. Students are working on either their remedial or enrichment academic skills based on the data collected from the beginning of the year benchmarking. The groups are flexible and they can change and they're made based on the progress monitoring data that's collected between the benchmarking assistants, in this case, between the fall and the winter. The middle of the year benchmarking screens will take place this the week of January 22nd for K to three as well. For special education, we have a couple things that are still open. Job opening for special education behavioral interventionists, which I believe is a new position for our school, and special education instructional coach will hopefully begin to interview the qualified candidates soon. This will help, obviously, to support our spec ed teachers in the implementation of their programming. State monitoring took place on January 5th, and the results will be given to us in March. Our autism state audit is scheduled for the 24th of this month. And the parent council for students with disabilities also on the 24th. There is a request for out-of-state travel to the LRP conference in Savannah, Georgia, and that's going to be for Stephanie DeMeo and Katie Manley to attend. I have some more out-of-state stuff underneath. I'll get to it in a few moments. From an IT lens, the high school front doors have now been configured and they're open for daily use. We are awaiting construction to begin so we can create the second access vestibule door to secure the lobby completely. We're also waiting for an awning to be installed so that we can place and position a new front door camera. We'll have a trial database to IC at the beginning of March to begin testing the new e-school replacement. Which the whole system information system is being transitioned. And we are one of the first schools that will be moving to Infinite Campus, which is what IC stands for. We upgraded the middle school bell system and the high school will follow this month. Once those are complete, we'll test out all of them to make sure that they're all working properly. And we're beginning to prep for our future building projects, which includes the athletic fields in Building 27. And refresh our, we'll soon begin a refresh of our plan for the projectors of purchases for 2024. HVACs are operating normally for the high school building elevator project. It's starting now because the front door is now ready for the high school. And so the shaft is expected to be completed by the end of February. Food service, we're currently wrapping up the end of the year audit, reviewing the findings and making adjustments accordingly. During the summer, we'll be working on updating applications for families and completing that should be 2024-25. I'll change that right now really quickly. Application process. From a fundraising developments, we have our annual appeal ready to be sent out alongside with our annual impact report. We'll probably send it out at the end of February after people get through one round of credit card bills that they have to pay for the holidays. The annual appeal is something that we've been working on for a couple of years, but I'd like to take this opportunity to give a shout out to Adriana, who joined our team this year in the marketing department. And she's just joined us and she did a beautiful annual appeal letter for us. And she's also created an impact report, which I'll be sharing with everyone soon, that highlights not only what our impact is this year, where we're going in the future, what the deficits are in terms of the money that revenues that we receive from the state compared to the need of the school and the lack of facilities funding that we have that will help to really summarize for us the need that we have for each student, which translates to about $1,500 per student in required supplemental funding. So look for that. It's coming up. It'll probably be sent out at the end of February. We'll send it out to the board pretty soon after a few more edits so that you can see it before we send it out. Out-of-state travel and approvals, there are quite a few. We talked about Dr. DeMeo and Katie Manley going to the legal spec ed conference in Savannah, Georgia on, it looks like May 5th, May 8th. I think it's May 8th, yes. There's also the BPA National Championships on May 10th to 14th that we compete in annually. This year it's in Chicago. There is a senior trip to the Poconos on April 12th through 14th. There is travel for me to Valiant Cross and an MLK tour tomorrow, pending this approval over here today. That is with the Yas Prize Foundation. The expenses are covered by YAS for us to go over there. We're starting the part of the education reform movement for this year, which leads me to the next one on February 21st to 23rd, traveling to DC to the governor's and elected officials meetings to go ahead and speak and address the governors and go to Capitol Hill on the 29th to address Congress regarding the trends in education and some of the needs of charter schools, specifically our school. So excited about that as well. And both of those are through the YAS Foundation and our new partnership with them. Let's see. The other parts I said I would turn over to the building level managers. So I guess I'll pause there for any questions on my sections.
Does anyone have any questions or comments other than wow?
A lot of good stuff going on. We're really excited to be advocates and partners, to be able to travel now nationally and spread the word about who Odyssey is and how special it is of a place. So a lot of good stuff coming up in the future here too. Great, great new partnerships. I'm going to turn it over to our building level principals to give us their updates. Who's going to do the K-5 today? Is it going to be Mark or is it going to be Sula?
I'm happy to do it.
All right.
Hi, everybody. Good evening. Hope everyone stayed warm for these last couple of days. So we're starting with just an update about the new evaluation system for teachers. So DTGSS, we were going to have a DOE calibration kind of walkthrough and co-evaluations go on with Angela Socorso from the DOE. Those were postponed due to the recent weather that we've had, but they are being rescheduled for February. So we're excited to do that. But we're still moving on with our first round and then getting into our second round of those observations and feedback to staff. For lower school staff update, I would like to welcome Rubicela Reyes. She is a current staff member already, but she's moved into a new role at the lower school. She's taken over for Miss Jackie Wolf, who was a kindergarten homeroom teacher. She's been working with that classroom closely since the beginning of the year, and she's been a major part of Odyssey for the last couple of years. So we're really excited to have her here. I don't believe there's anybody new in the intermediate school at this time. For January, we've had PBIS events that were a major success. I think the students are really enjoying that buy-in, and we're working on continuing to reward positive behavior in both buildings and make sure that we are incentivizing students' behavior as well as, you know, using our restorative practices to handle misbehavior. We have second marking period ending on the 19th, which is grading day. So it is our asynchronous on Friday for all students, and teachers are focused on putting in grades. We also have the iReady winter benchmark testing, and the ICA is occurring in the 3 to 5 range. We're doing the iReady as well at the lower school. So once that middle of the year benchmark testing is done, we've been progress monitoring all along, but we see where students are at now at the middle of the year. That will dictate how we change our win time, what I need, which is our intervention time, and make sure that students are getting the instruction and opportunities that they need based on whatever gaps they have or whatever excellent academics they're showing. So we're going to be tailoring our instruction based on those outcomes and regrouping all of those groups as we do frequently. It's also a really good middle of the year time to see how we are headed toward our end of the year goals for literacy and math specifically, and make sure that students are on target and beef up any interventions that are needed. We're also beginning to prepare for preview night, which we're very excited about. It was really, really great, especially at the lower grades. You know, most of our new students coming in are in the kindergarten level, so the lower school really got quite slammed in a very positive way last year. But there's a lot of siblings as well. So that K-5 band, I think, really enjoys coming and opening up the building and being able to see what it looks like to be an Odyssey Owl all the way through. For lower school, we do have kind of some turnover and after-school activities. We were supposed to start tennis this week, but our tennis instructor was stuck due to inclement weather in Florida. So that is postponed. We do have Little Owls basketball coming back soon as our PE teacher is back. But Green Team is in full swing. And then we have other activities starting once the weather gets better. You'll get updates on that very soon. So that is everything that we have for the two buildings. If you have any questions, let me know.
Actually, if I can add in a couple notes here.
Did I miss anything? Sorry.
No, you didn't. This was just unique to the intermediate school. So the only thing that would be unique in the intermediate school is just, as Mr. Pappas mentioned, we are going to be taking the interim comprehensive assessments, the ICAs, which will take place the week of the 29th. In the meantime, students are still finishing their iReady testing in math and ELA, just sort of getting that out of the way so we can take the practice assessment as noted by Mr. Pappas. So that will be the only unique dynamics for the intermediate school.
I'd just like to add really quickly one more travel request, fifth grade trip to the Arden Theater in Philadelphia. I don't have the date though.
Half of them went in January 5th, and the other half will go in May, pending approval by transportation, I understand.
So are we doing a retroactive for January
5th? We have to, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
The one in May is Friday, May 17th.
Okay, let me just put that, I'll put that on the notes too.
Yeah.
Does anyone have any other questions? Or...
All right, I guess we move to middle school.
Hey, everyone. In middle school, like all the other schools, we're in full testing mode. We have the iReady diagnostics, which were taking place last week and this week in both reading and math. It's our winter assessment. And like Sula had said in the other schools, this is going to give us a better idea of where the kids are as far as interventions for our second semester to help us gear those students that need further intervention to go into our intensive reading and intensive math classes for second semester. We also have the ICR exams. There's a slight change. We're breaking it up into 2 weeks. So reading exams will be the week of January 22nd. They're going to be taking place January 22nd and 23rd. And math will be the week of January, I believe, 29th, that Monday and Tuesday as well. And that's to give us an idea of where they're at and really help prep them for the SBAC. Upcoming activities would be, as everyone has said, this Friday, January 19th, is asynchronous grading day. It's a chance we're letting kiddos know this is your last chance to get in any makeup work that you've fallen behind on, and gives teachers a chance to, it's their grading day. February is Black History Month. All middle school students are going to be participating in a Black History Month pep rally, as well as participating in additional upcoming activities that we have planned for them that week. And it's, as always, we like to keep it short and sweet in the middle school.
There's no questions for Adrian. I can go on. So for the high school, similarly to Adrian, we are at the end of the marking period. We are not really in full testing mode as much. We did our midterms at the end of December, changed up our schedule this year so that we would be able to not have to repeat everything for the last 2 weeks. So students didn't have to waste time repeating everything. So we did all of our testing in December, and now we are gearing up for PSAT, SAT in March and April, but no testing until then, true like school-wide testing until then. In terms of other updates from the high school, we had our December Athletes of the Month, who are George McNamara for wrestling and Niana Kirkcaldy for basketball. So congratulations to them. We also have seniors beginning to receive their college acceptances. We've seen students let us know about acceptances to Temple, Youngstown, University of Delaware, Penn State main campus, and more. If you know a senior, please tell them to share with us their acceptances. Unfortunately, there's no like system that exists in the United States that does not rely on students self-reporting their acceptances. We only can find out where they actually ended up. We can't actually find out all their acceptances on our own without them reporting those. So please, if you know a senior, please let us know. And then the only other thing that's happening high school specific is our OHA students next week are going to Great Wolf Lodge, which was previously approved, but they are very excited to go next Tuesday.
All right. Thank you, Ashley. I think we're going to turn it over to, is it to Jeff now for financials?
Dr. Ioana.
Dr. Ioana.
Καλησπέρα. Καλησπέρα σε όλους. So the Greek Program Committee met on the 3rd of January. We had parents and teachers join us and discussed with us aspects of the program. This time we had a question about the model of the program. So we discussed the model of immersion in elementary K-5 and the model of immersion in secondary with them. And just a reminder that here at Odyssey, we managed to maintain 50% of our students' time in Greek in middle school, which is not the case for most immersion programs in our state. And the main reason is because they don't have enough teachers to support their programs. We are lucky enough to have enough teachers to support our program in middle school as well and keep this 50% of their time, of our students' time in Greek. We started also planning with our families who joined the immersion committee an event to celebrate our dual language immersion program while presenting the program to the non-immersion families of OCS. So we're talking about an event to honor the diversity of the program and the value of multilingualism and multiculturalism. To give you an idea how we're going to plan for this event, we will have food, so food from different cultures, not only Greek, not only American, but all the cultures, all our students' culture that participate in the program. We will have short presentations about the program, testimonials from parents, testimonials from students, students performing, and most importantly, we want to give time and opportunities for non-immersion families to discuss the program with us and our immersion families in a more casual and informal manner. The date of the event is not finalized yet, but most likely it will be beginning of March, either March 4th or 11th. So more information is coming about that. About our Ellinomathia program, it is time to give diplomas, their diplomas, to our students who successfully took the exam in May 2023. So our Ellinomathia coordinator, Ms. Kyriakoula Miha, will send an email with the invitation and all the information. The event will take place during the next board meeting, which is on February 21st. And the day, February 21st, is also International Mother Tongue Day. So it's a great opportunity to celebrate. So look out for more information. We will have 41 students, recipients of Ellinomathia exam, which is a great pleasure and joy for us, for them, for the teachers, for the program, for Odyssey. Another event that is fast approaching is the International Greek Language Day, February 9th. For that day, all Greek language teachers across the board will plan engaging lessons, talking about the importance of Greek in our lives, from the vocabulary in medicine, in science, from the vocabulary in English derived from Greek, up to better jobs when you know more languages than one, and especially Greek, which is not common language. But besides that, we will have a main event also to celebrate this day. Our immersion students in fifth and sixth grade will interview Mr. Panagiotis Rappas live. Let me tell you who is Mr. Rappas is. Mr. Rappas is a famous animation director. He has lived in California, in Los Angeles, but his base is in Greece, in Piraeus. And he's a member of the Academy of Oscars. So our students will watch some of his short films, study his work because he's also a painter, a writer, you know, he's a very talented person. And we interview him live in Greek in February 9th. We are very excited about this opportunity. So stay tuned for videos and photos of the event. Also, I will participate in an international virtual four-day conference coming up. It's January 25th to January 29th. I'm speaking, I think, 26th, if I'm not mistaken. The conference is about teaching Greek as a foreign second language and is organized by the University of Thrace and the Greek Ministry of Education. And I will speak about how to incorporate the cultural component into the everyday teaching of the language. And I will offer some study cases from our school as well. Finally, just a short information about recruiting. We started recruiting already for next year, and I held already the first couple of interviews with teachers who are interested in coming to ODC and work with us. So that's all for me.
Well, Dr. Ioana, thank you very much. A lot going on there. So I guess you can give us a little schedule of what's going on. Each group can give us a little schedule. If there's something we can attend, please let us know. Reach out to us if there's something you want us to be at, too, so we can try to make accommodations for our schedules. We'll talk a little bit more about the Elinomathia, too, later on with the board meeting. So does anyone have any questions for Dr. Ioana? Okay. Now it's up to Jeff.
Good evening, everyone, and members of the board. Let's share screen here. We're going to go over the monthly web report for December 2023, which represents 6 months or 50% of the fiscal year. Yes, we're halfway. The preliminary budgeted revenues, as previously discussed, are $45.9 million, and revenues collected to date are $45.6 million, or 99.2% of the preliminary budget, which I'll get into a little bit more in a second. So as you can see, state operations and local revenues were significantly higher than other months, and I will discuss that a bit. On the expenditure side, expenses to date are $21.2 million with encumbrances of $588,000, representing 56% of the budget, or where we'd expect to be at this point in the fiscal cycle. So the final payments of funding from the local districts were processed in December, and the final majority of payments from the state have also been processed. Adjusting funding will be expected for the duration of the year for known adjustments, degree changes, PPL, and payout reimbursements. As expected, the month of December represented a three-pay month. The actuals were higher than projections by approximately 9%. However, salaries and benefits for the year are at 47.3% of the preliminary budget and where we thought they would be. The $250,000 from YAS has been received. And that was noted as a capital campaign contribution because it's restricted for the construction of building number 27. The second half to be received in the spring once the planning for the construction is underway. And as I mentioned, funds are restricted towards the construction of building number 27. To date, $1.05 million of expenses have been coded to federal funds out of the preliminary budgeted amount of $1.7 million, which will increase to $2.4 million with the new grants. And as funding has now become available, we did receive our federal funding in December, as you can see here, where federal funds received to date are now $943,000. The capital side, Elias touched on some of this. SCG Fields has provided preliminary design concepts with the surveying results included. No major hurdles identified at this time for the land. The RFP committee will meet at the hopefully next week to discuss some of the options that are provided for the ancillary items that SCG kind of needs to know before they can start the permitting process with the state. So we are still on track there from a timing perspective for a summer 2024 opening. The building number 27 design RFP meetings have been completed. The committee is recommending that we move forward with DCI as the architect for the renovation. DCI comes highly recommended by other Delaware charter schools and represented the low bid for the RFP process. And the high school front entrance project is nearing completion. The main concrete work is now completed and the front door is open and operational. Interior enclosure construction is beginning with the awnings being quoted. The elevator shaft project is anticipated to be completed by the end of February. And that's all I have for the monthly report for December 31st. Any questions?
Hearing none, do I hear a motion?
I move we accept the December web report as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, motion carried.
Thanks all.
Okay. Now, did you want to review did you have anything else, Jeff, that you wanted to present? Or are you good?
I'm good. I don't know. I'll be happy to answer questions when you get to the point of the architectural RFP piece, as I'm filling in large shoes for that. But
did we see anything on that yet?
I sent that over last Wednesday, their final proposal.
Okay, that's the one you wanted us to approve.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just the selection of the architect.
Okay. Well, does anybody have any questions about that? Did you want to speak to that, or did you want to say anything about that?
Sure, I can speak to the process a bit. I gave some details in the email to the board last week, but just some overall review of the process. As I mentioned in the email, John Stewart was chairing this committee, which he is happily retired now. So I'm kind of filling in to get us across the finish line there. So back in October, an RFP was solicited to, I believe, 9 architectural firms, and the committee met to go over some of those options on October 24th. And at the time, we had 5 firms submit actual proposals, of which we interviewed Tetra Tech, Teva Baugh, and DCI, and all 3 were qualified candidates to be architects for the project. You know, each of them had their own different ways that or expertise within the charter school world or schools in general. But we did feel that both from a price perspective, that DCI was the most competitive, and you know, we were able to review and actually go to one of our sister charter schools where they had been completing some significant projects and see, you know, what the broad scope of that they had to offer. And what we saw was that they have the ability to really, you know, advocate for what the owner wants in any scenario, whether that's cost cutting, whether that's creativity, whether that's outside the box, inside the box. We came away very impressed and with the relationship that school had with the company. And not that it totally mattered for the decision process, because again, that was more price driven and experience driven, but they moved their offices in the office park across the street from across Lancaster Pike. So they're a stone's throw away now. And we feel like they're a really good match to, you know, do what we want as far as understanding our limitations of the space, but make it as innovative, state of the art as we possibly can to showcase, you know, all of our exciting programs. And, you know, by moving forward with this firm now, I think that'll allow us to get them hit the ground running, get some renderings going of what we think could possibly be there. And then we could take those renderings to the philanthropic community, such as YAS, and to continue the investment in what the school is doing. You know, we know that Longwood has a spring application process, and we'd like to get someone in that can really help us out from that perspective.
Thank you, Jeff. Does anybody have any questions as to the selection of DCI, or if they have any comments? And do I hear a motion for approval of DCI as the recommended architectural firm?
I move we accept Design Collaborative as the architectural firm for the Building 25 Architecture and Renovation Plan.
I second.
I'd also like to, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, it kind of broke up a little, but I want to thank Joel and Kristen for participating with that committee and being a part of it. And Joel even came with us for the little field trip we took. We very much appreciated their input and their feedback and their participation in the process.
Good to hear.
It's been 25 years since I've been on a field trip, so that was fun.
They never get old, do they?
Never. I didn't need parental signature this time, though.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, hearing none, motion carried. Thank you all. Thank you, especially Joel and Kristen, for your support in that committee. Okay, now the DOE report, did everyone have an opportunity to review that as well? Are there any comments or questions?
I thought it was really well done.
Yeah, I think it was very well written, concise, and it got all of our points across. But I expect nothing less. Any other questions about the DOE report or comments, any additions or changes? Okay, then do I hear a motion to accept it and to submit it?
Motion to accept it and submit it. The DOE report.
I second.
Thank you all. And all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Hearing none, motion's carried. Get that baby submitted. Thank you very much. And thank you, Jeff and Elia, for all your hard work in putting that together. It was a very good comprehensive report. Okay, committee reports. CBOC, did you all meet tonight?
So we did have a CBOC meeting. Unfortunately, our DOE representative or the C in CBOC was unable to make it. We had four of us there, but we were all members of either the administration or the business office. So I'm not sure it'll count as a quorumed meeting, but we're going to try to get the word out a little bit more. Either with teachers and some of the parents. Evan is out right now, so I'm stepping in to kind of help usher that along and make sure we get some citizens as part of our citizens budget oversight committee. So we did meet, but probably no report.
Yeah, maybe we can reach out, get even the PTO to reach out to some of their members, see if there's any of their members that we can get involved in this. You know, people who are volunteering in the classrooms, maybe who want to get a little more involved.
Yeah, we had some new members join us towards the end of last year. Unfortunately, it's kind of been a little rough on the attendance side. So we'll beef it up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. DE&I, I don't believe you all have had any meetings. Greek program, we heard from finance, we heard from fundraising and development, we heard from accountability, safety and security, strategic planning. They were all sort of compiled in Mr. Pappas's report. PTO, is there anyone from the PTO online who'd like to present a report?
Nope.
Okay. The only other thing I wanted to bring up is first, the February 21st meeting, I had sent out an email to you all. Well, I sent out a couple of emails. The first one was about having our board compliance possibly on the 12th or the 19th. The 19th is President's Day, so many of us have off. And I thought, I think Eva has suggested that the teachers would be off. So it might be a good day to have maybe start at 3 o'clock. I've reached out to Kendall and Jim to see if they are available on that day as well. Is there any problem with that? Do any of you see any issues with starting maybe at 3 o'clock on the 19th to do our compliance training? Because right now I think there's only two who are in compliance at this point. And that's our new members.
Is it going to be virtual or are we going to be in person?
I'd like it to be in person. I think we get more out of it by the interaction between Jim and Kendall. So
it's school or somewhere else?
We can have it somewhere else. We can have it at the school. I mean, the school will be vacant, so we can have it in the blue box. Theater, or we can have it in the in that old boardroom that we used to use. Is that still behind the blue box?
That has been reused for our drama teacher.
Repurposed. Okay. So, like I say, even the blue box, we set it up some way. Well, I'm sure we could find some place, or we could have it out somewhere. That's to be determined. We can talk about that. If there are any suggestions, we can talk. Please present them. But right now, I just want to make sure that we get that done. Anyone have anything to say about that?
I think that should be fine for me anyway.
Yep. I think I can make that happen that day. So.
You can? Okay. You cannot make it happen, please email me. And we'll make other arrangements, or we'll see if we can have some type of a virtual thing. But I'd like to have it in person because we have not all been in person, or a majority of us been in person in a long time, if ever. So I think, like I said, I think we get more out of it by the interaction between among us and with Jim especially. So email me if you have any problems with doing it. Once I get confirmation too from Jim and Kendall, I will let you know. The other thing is the February 21st meeting. Just as soon as I sent that email, I was talking with Dr. Ioana about having the Elinomathia Awards before our meeting, just to so we could all be involved, and so the parents and the teachers, the students are able to be recognized. It's a huge accomplishment for them, and I think it does need to be acknowledged. So we were going to have the doors open at 5:15. It will be in the Blue Box Theater. The program will start at 5:30, maybe an hour, 45 minutes to an hour. I don't know how long it's going to last. And then our meeting will start directly after that. So just abide your time so we understand what the timing is like. But if you can come at 5:30, it'd be nice to show your support for the students. It's not required, but it's a nice to have you all there. And I think that's about. Oh, we didn't approve the out of state travel.
That's all right. I wouldn't let the meeting end without it. So mm-hmm. I've got Savannah on two teachers. Savannah on 5/8, CPA's Nationals in Chicago. The senior trip to the Poconos. Elias on the Yaz trip, February 21st, 23rd, Governor's elect. That's 29th for the congressional meeting, and then the 5th grade Scripview Art and Theater, January 5th, that happens on upcoming May 17th. And is there something next Tuesday in the high school?
There is, but you approved it last time.
Okay.
You'd like to reapprove it. They're going to Great Wolf Lodge in Maryland.
Oh, the Great Wolf Lodge. No, yes. No, we're good on that.
Okay.
Elia, did you have something that you were doing tomorrow, Valley Cross?
Valiant Cross. Yeah. January 18th and then February 21 to 23 and 29.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So did we cover everything in there, everyone? If we didn't, please spit it out.
I got it. I so move we approve all as mentioned.
I second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 One other question. Jeff, if we have a meeting on the 21st, is that enough time that we won't mess up the SCG permitting process? Do we need a meeting sooner than that to approve the field project?
I think ideally there may be a meeting before that. I'm still waiting on the document from them about the bleacher options. So it's been hard to schedule a reconvene from our last meeting. In an ideal world, we meet next week with those options and then maybe an emergency board meeting 2 weeks after or a week after. Unfortunately, I don't think I have enough information to totally decide, but I know that they were really hoping that we could get them some direction before 217, if possible.
All right, so we might be able to schedule a special meeting early February, and that's fine. It's not an emergency.
All right, cool. Thank you.
All in favor of the school? Say hi, all.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Sorry.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, motion carried. Okay, now, is there anything else that we wanted to discuss? Anything else that's on your mind? Anything else we need to address? Okay, hearing none, then we will see you all. Stay safe and cool stay warm. Have fun in the snow. And we will see you all next month. Thank you all.
To adjourn the meeting.
I so move we end the meeting.
Second.
Thank you. Second.
Second.
All in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Good night.